Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Butler Community College Interim President, Dr. Jackie Vietti. Vietti, thank you for being with us. Welcome to Issues 2025, Jackie.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Dr. Vietti, seems like there have been some changes at the executive level. At Butler, what's going on here?
Only a few. Well, truly not significant changes. Dr. Kim Kroll retired after nearly 12 years of presidency of Butler, so that's pretty stable. And prior to that, the president had been there 17 years.
And who was that?
That would be me.
See, that's what I'm trying to get here. What the heck? All right, so
lots of stability.
So they pressed you into action then, huh?
But true that, and so one of our longest standing employees, I won't call him old, Bill Rinkenbaugh, Vice President of Student Services, has been at the college almost 40 years and has only worked under three presidents. That's pretty unique.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty rare, I would say. Yeah. Well, what convinced you to serve the college this way?
Well, when I was there for 17 years during my first gig, I became known for saying, you never really leave Butler. And I guess I had to come back and prove my mantra was fact.
I guess so. And it seems to me in that whole time, going back to your tenure and Dr. Kroll's, Butler's just done, to me, in my mind, some really pretty amazing things as a school, the development of the school. And we'll talk about that this morning. Your main campus, of course, is in El Dorado, but you have satellite locations as well. Tell me about that.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm going to correct you regarding terminology.
What did I say?
You called El Dorado our main campus.
Okay.
It is our traditional campus that houses residence halls so students can actually live on campus. So El Dorado is our traditional campus. We also have a campus in Andover that is made up primarily, certainly of commuters because there are no residence halls. And then we have sites in the Flint Hills because all of the community colleges way back in the 80s were assigned service areas, I think by the Kansas State Department of Education. So Butler has five counties in its service area. It's taxing County of Butler, and then Chase, Marion, Morris, and Greenwood counties.
Okay. Well, so you corrected me there. Does that mean you're going to dock my grade a little bit then?
Well, I hope I corrected you diplomatically and softly.
Yes, it's very nice. How many students are attending Butler in all of these various areas and campuses or whatever?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. And the head count should really roll off my tongue, should it not?
Yes. You're not going to give it to me, are you? Okay.
No, I am not, because I want to be factual. But what I can say is we are thrilled that in the fall and the spring, we've had significant enrollment increases, both in headcount and the number of credit hours that students are taking.
That's good enough. Where do your students come from?
They come from our service area, but mostly from Butler County and Sedgwick County. We have a high percentage of students enrolled in online courses. In fact, I do know that stat. I can speak accurately that it for the spring semester was 43.6% of our enrollment comes from online. But you have to tease that out. It doesn't mean that those students are only online students. What we're learning is that students will take face-to-face classes, and they will augment those classes with online courses.
Can you take students from out of the county? Can you take students from Chase? Well, you said Chase, but Seward County and places like that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we have...
Do you have any foreign students coming in?
We do. In fact, our international student enrollment for spring is the highest it's been in several years. And we discovered a wonderful human interest story on that. So we have a huge growth in students from Nepal. And when we were trying to discern the why, we inadvertently discovered that one of the Nepalese students had put on his YouTube channel how wonderful Butler was, how caring everyone was there, and he encouraged all of his fellow students to come to Butler.
Wow.
So that's a significant portion of our increase in international students. But what we love about the international students is this. Many of our students are place-bound. And so the world comes to them if they can't go to the world. And we all know we live in a global society. But I didn't answer your question directly earlier. Play it back 10 sentences
okay.
ago. We have Butler County residents who are our students. We have students from the region, many of whom come from Sedgwick County. We have students from our five-county service area, students from across the state of Kansas, and then we have some students from out of state.
Are these, what percentage are they full-time students, or are they all full-time students? I don't have a...
No, they are not all full-time students. The last statistic I knew, and I have to frame this, context always matters. When I was president many moons ago, a high percentage of our students worked full-time while going to school. So granted, we do, if you look at percentages, more of our students are part-time than full-time. But again, I don't want to be inaccurate, so I'm not going to give you that percentage.
It's a community college. It's similar to a four-year institution. You have a degree. Degrees that you can earn? I'm fairly ignorant about this, but...
Well, allow me to educate you.
Please help me out on that.
Well, the test will come at the end of the interview. Are you ready for that?
Open book.
We offer associate degrees designed to help students transfer to four-year colleges and universities. We offer associate degrees that prepare them to immediately enter the workforce. And we offer a number of certificates that are less hours than an associate degree, 60 hours, but again, focused on workforce development and immediate entrance into the workplace.
Right. One of them, do you have a firefighter's degree or certificate?
Oh, we do. Fire science.
And I have a couple of, not my grandsons, but boyfriends of granddaughters that are, at least one of them is interested in that. So
I'm so glad you asked about that, because Butler has always prided itself on partnerships and has always believed we can accomplish more working together than we can working alone. The fire science program is a poster child for what can happen when partners come together to build something that is bigger than either one could build alone. So when the city of El Dorado needed to build a fire station on the west side of town, the college and the city partnered on that building. So there is actually an area of the building that houses our students in a dormitory-like setting. So I believe it's either 8 or 10 of our fire science students actually live at the fire station. And you think of the experiences they get because they're living on site.
I mean, is that on the campus, though? It's pretty close, isn't it?
It is very close to the campus, yeah. Probably a couple of miles north of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, I've sidetracked just a little bit here. I've got twin granddaughters who have actually been to, I don't know, it was a competition. They were cheerleaders, high school cheer. And they actually had a competition that we came to over there a couple of years ago. I think they stayed there for 2 or 3 days, like a camp.
I know for a fact that we host a number of summer camps,
yeah,
because
yeah.
That's when most of our students are not living in the residence halls. So,
get a little extra use out of it. All right.
Correct.
So is the Butler experience affordable? I guess that's relatively, but you're going to say yes, but
well, of course I am.
But you know, if you hear that the secondary education experience can be quite expensive, so tell us about that.
It absolutely can, and one of the hallmarks of any community college is hallmarks are affordability and accessibility. And so, of course, our tuition is significantly lower than a four-year college or university. But I'm really glad you asked that question, because I'm going to brag for a minute on Butler. Well, many minutes, if you will. In 2018, some very innovative faculty moved to OER, Open Education Resources. Those are instructional materials online in lieu of textbooks. So since 2018, we have saved our students nearly $3 million in textbook cost, because instead they've been able to use OER instructional materials.
That's interesting, because I remember when my son began college in, what was it, 89 or 90? The first thing I thought was, I looked at those textbooks he was buying, and I thought, holy mackerel, there's not many things more expensive than a college textbook. Wow.
True that, and that's why OER is such an incredible resource for students.
What financial aid can you offer at Butler?
Oh, it's like I fed you these questions beforehand. So our foundation this year offered almost $1 million in scholarships that come from private donors. Beyond that, we have a plethora of activity scholarships. And then our students who are eligible can access Pell Grants and federal student loans.
Okay. You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Butler Community College Interim President, Dr. Jackie Vietti. So specialties. Nursing degree, is that a specialty? I've got a granddaughter who might be interested in that one too.
Well, I used the word Hallmark earlier, and it is one of all our programs are a Hallmark program.
That's right.
But nursing is a flagship program, admittedly.
Well, you got to you look at what's going on, and especially since the pandemic. We hear it all the time. We don't have enough doctors. We don't have enough nurses. Many nurses left the field during the pandemic, as you know. Are you seeing any increase in the number of young people who are coming over there?
We are, and we actually expanded the capacity of our program either right before I left or right after. But in addition to being a flagship program of the college, I have to brag again on another partnership with KU's nursing program. So our students at Butler who are pursuing an associate degree in nursing can simultaneously pursue a bachelor's in nursing from KU, same time, without ever having to leave Butler.
Do you offer courses in criminal justice?
Yes, we do.
Tell me about that. Because, again, I talk to the sheriff and the police chief all the time. We're always looking for people. And if you can, you've got some training for that then, huh?
We absolutely do. And that program has been in existence way before my time. And, in fact, the stellar faculty member just received an award from our Education Association for being the Master Teacher of the Year, Miles Erpeldine, and he is highly respected across the region for his knowledge, his skills, and preparing students in that field.
And beyond academics for just a second here, what does Butler offer in terms of organization, arts and drama, athletics, things like that?
All of it. All of the above.
All of the above.
Now, we have a number of athletic programs, football, basketball, track, volleyball, baseball, softball, and I'm sure I've left something out. And perennially, they are nationally ranked. But the thing I especially appreciate about our athletic programs is this. Our coaches are the best of the best. And while they like to win, they define winning as inside the classroom for their students as well as on the field or court. I think you also mentioned fine arts, drama, theater, another hallmark program of Butler. We have an incredible music program, both vocal and instrumental. Our theater program is stunning. I just attended a play Saturday night, A Year in the Life of Frog and Toad, or it might be Toad and Frog. I can never remember. It was amazing.
Never heard of that, but I know what it's about, I bet.
Well, it's a book. It's a children's book.
Yeah.
But
I think Disney made a film out of it. So Wind in the Willows.
What?
Wind in the Willows, right?
Yes.
I get an A for that one.
Yes, you do. A plus.
Oh, man. How much of your learning is offered online?
Well, we talked a little about that moments ago, but I mentioned that 43.6% of our students for this fall semester are enrolled in online courses.
Thanks for that. We talked about just a bit about athletics, and of course, my opinion is, and I think this is true, that you take a football program with all the young people involved. That's a very expensive thing to run. Is that something that is a budget breaker for you? I mean, you're always competitive with everybody. You know, when you and Hutch get to playing, it's like an interstate rivalry.
Oh, they are our perennial rivals.
You got a lot of players. You got some travel, but
I forgot to mention soccer earlier.
Soccer,
we have an amazing soccer program. But back to football. It is an expensive program, but what offers our students in terms of a life experience, student life activity experience, is how do you put a price tag on that? And then you think about the community and how we have wonderful supporters who attend all of our athletic events. So not only is it a great student life activity, it's a great community building activity.
Well, it's something else that we notice in our sports coverage on the radio is every now and then there's somebody who's playing professional football, and we hear Butler Community College.
Yes, you do.
You've heard a number of players who played here at Butler and then went on to become, getting the pros. So how about that? That's pretty exciting. Tell us about your teachers. You got any good ones?
Oh, they are rivaled by none.
Are you talking about? I think you've got probably a few who've got more than a couple of decades with you.
Our faculty is absolutely exceptional. Not only are they masters of their craft, they are unwaveringly focused on student success. And that's the best possible combination to have. And you mentioned, yes, some have been there a while. So one of the most rewarding things about coming back to Butler was seeing faculty who had been there during my previous tenure as president, mm-hmm. and they're still doing absolutely amazing things with their students.
What kind of support do you get from the alumni?
A wonderful support. You know, I mentioned that we were able, through our foundation, to offer nearly $900,000+ in scholarships this year. That is a prime example of support from our alumni and the broader community.
What's new and exciting this year, other than the fact that you're back?
Well,
I'm sure there's probably a celebration every day that you're back. But
what I say is the devil they know it may be better than the devil they don't. And so far, I'm still in the honeymoon phase.
Okay.
So I'm holding my breath. New and exciting. Have you heard of the Redler Institute of Culinary Arts?
I have a little bit about that. So how's that going?
Oh, phenomenally. In fact, I attended a dinner. It was a fundraiser called A Night in Paris 2 or 3 Saturdays ago. I would put that menu up against any 5-star restaurant. Mm. It was just phenomenal. So that's very exciting. And now they have a food truck, and we're launching a food truck certificate. And you think about how popular food trucks are in this day and age. We're expanding our welding program because we've had a perennial waiting list. And so we're building a new lab in Rose Hill, adjacent to Rose Hill High School, and that will expand capacity in that high-demand, high-wage job. Cybersecurity is going like gangbusters, and we've got national certification in that program area.
It's so interesting because when I was growing up, university education was going to be to prepare me to be a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, something white collar, but not anymore. Some of these people, they're going to go out and do things with their hands and their brains too.
That's absolutely
that's been a big change over the past few years.
One of the other things that I want to mention, two things.
Sure.
So we, 10 years ago, launched early college academies. We now have 10 pathways. Students in high school can enroll in one of those 10 pathways and complete an associate degree at the same time they're earning a high school diploma. And we have actually had cases where the associate degree was conferred before the high school diploma.
And
we have over 725 alumni who have been in our early college academy.
Wow. All right, we're nearing the end of this program, but I've got to ask you some personal questions now.
No, I won't answer those.
Do your best.
Ask away.
Where are you from?
I grew up in Eureka, Kansas.
Okay.
So 60 miles east of Wichita. The big treat was to come to Wichita, eat in Innes' tea room downtown.
Now you're dating yourself.
Oh, I know.
But my wife, when she was in school, actually her first job was a waitress at the Innes Tea Room.
There you go.
Are you a farm kid?
No, I grew up, if you can call it a city, the population then was 4,000. My dad was a doctor, and he made house calls weekdays, weeknights, weekends, and I would get to go with him on occasion. And the thing I most loved about that was the warm chocolate cookies or chocolate cake and milk that I got while he was treating his patients. And my mom, because she believed so strongly that students should learn a foreign language way back then, volunteered to teach French, then was hired by the school district. So
I'm sure there's more to your life story. We'll have to cover it another time, Jackie. Our guest is Butler Community College Interim President, Dr. Jackie Vietti. Hey, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
That's all for this edition of Issues 2025. And, of course,
looking for the perfect treat to sweeten your day? Paris Baguette has you covered with expertly crafted cakes, flaky pastries, and handcrafted coffees. And for a limited time, indulge in pure Nutella bliss. From Nutella-filled croissants and donuts to cakes and delicious Nutella lattes, every bite and sip is rich Nutella perfection. Order online at parisbaguette.com or in the app using promo code PB3OFF15 to get $3 off your purchase of $15 or more through May 11th. Participation may vary. Limit one.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.